Hello, and welcome to Jolly Spring 2016 podcast series. This is Megan E. Barnes, the principal editor of the Journal of Language and Literacy Education, a peer-reviewed open access journal housed in the Language and Literacy Department at the University of Georgia. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Willie Ngaka, senior lecturer in the College of Education and External Studies, about his article titled Generational, Cultural, and Linguistic Integration for Literacy Learning and Teaching in Uganda, Pedagogical Possibilities, Challenges, and Lessons from One NGO, co-written with Ross Graham, Fred Masagazi Masazi, Ellie Moses Anyandru. Dr. Ngaka, thank you for joining me today. I'm looking forward to talking to you more about your writing. I'd love to start our discussion by having you share what you hope are the main takeaways readers get from your article.
The following are the three main takeaways our readers can get from our article. First of all, we believe focusing on conventional approach to literacy promotion in the currently globalizing world, characterized by uncertainties, inequities, and increasing usage of information and communication technologies, is unhelpful because it will only complicate attempts to realize the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Secondly, we feel global partnerships for supporting efforts to bring together people of diverse backgrounds to learn literacies in such a non-formal setting has a huge potential for uniting ethno-linguistically and culturally diverse communities in many developing countries and closing generational, cultural and linguistic gaps that exist between them. And lastly, we also feel that whereas the concept of voluntarism is promoting literacy learning among the local communities with diverse literacy needs sounds useful, it is insufficient to confront the enormous challenges illiteracy is posing to the global community.
What was your main motivation for writing the article?
The main motivation for writing this article stemmed from our conviction that non-literate communities in developing countries do have diverse literacies, cultures, languages, and practices for which a single and one-jacket-fits-all approach to learning is useless. We therefore derived our motivation from the neoliterate studies scholars who have advocated for and promoted the concept of multiple literacies and not a single literacy, with the uniform consequences for all.
Can you talk a little bit about your writing process?
The process of writing our article was participatory, engaging, interesting, and challenging. It was interesting and intrinsically rewarding because reviewing related literature from various viewpoints made us understand the significance of integrating informal, non-formal, and formal literacy learning strategies and learning from and within multicultural and ethno-linguistically diverse communities, which we had underrated for a very long time. It was engaging because we had to reduce huge volumes of raw data we collected over some time to meaningful patterns to arrive at the relevant messages we wanted to pass to our audience. It was also challenging because we had to navigate from one language and culture to another, a process which necessitated involvement of people with different skills, languages, knowledge, and educational levels. This explains why we had to do the work as a team instead of one author moving it alone. In the process, we kept challenging each other's assumptions and beliefs about our indigenous languages and cultures, which was very good at the end.
And finally, what questions do you believe your work raises?
The main question our work has raised is, how can we convince the national governments and the donor community to support innovative local initiatives like the one our indigenous NGO is piloting to support, complement, and promote rural communities' diverse literacies, experiences, and practices so as to contribute towards the realization of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals?
Dr. Ngaka, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. We are very excited to share your work with our Jolly readers this spring.